One of the things I also remember from Peace Corps was, it was your year, right, that they allowed us to have motorcycles.
I guess that's probably true. I can't imagine that I was very enthusiastic about it.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine the way the traffic in Bangkok was.
Yeah, I know. When I was an evaluator, I wrote a report on material support, pointing out that motorcycles and jeeps and what have you kept volunteers from really sharing with their host country nationals, and that it was a bad idea. It put a gap between the two, and that it should be discouraged. So I was not in favor of that.
I do remember at the time that all the volunteers, everybody had certainly in both upcountry and down, the big thing was, where'd you find your motorcycle and what'd you get and stuff like that. And I do remember I ended up with a Triumph motorcycle, a big 500cc Triumph motorcycle that a German cook at a German restaurant had wanted to get rid of. And everybody had those motorcycles at the time, but it was...
Maybe it did come after me. I hope it did, because I don't recall any major issues about it, but philosophically, I would have been against it.
Sure. I know that for the first year, I was riding those white buses in Bangkok. You'd cram on, and the funny thing was, since I'm 6 feet tall, I used to have to get in the bus. If I could, I'd walk to the center of the bus and stick my head up into the area where the air vent thing at the top, so I'd go in there and stick my head up into there. Otherwise, I couldn't fit on the bus, or I'd have my neck cranked to the side all the time.